Dr. Librand and his wife, Jody, of 34 years, homeschooled their five children from birth to college, where they all excelled in academics and community, the University of Texas, and Abilene Christian. With their combined degrees, two BAs, two masters, one doctorate, Fred and Jody have stuck with their faith and their obsession with practical learning. As a result, the overall theme of teaching them to learn how to learn invades everything they offer.
I want to talk to you about the parental curse of a favored child. Now, I want to remind you, maybe one of the reasons to listen to me, not just that I grew up in a dysfunctional home, but, you know, in the course of my life in pastoral counseling and developing systems dynamics, kind of working on a doctorate and having part of that is counseling, get over dysfunction. All those things have come together in my life to appreciate kind of how systems work, how these pieces come together. And your family is one of those too. It's very much like, as they describe it, the mobile over child's bed. So if you pull down on one side, it makes the other one come up and then it kind of moves around. You know those things? So if you think of it that way, if you have multiple children, mom, dad, etc., those things are all affecting each other. That's kind of the way the game goes. Well, one of the powerful things you can do to make that family mobile wobble in some really bad ways is to favor a child, to have a child that is your favorite. Because what happens as soon as you have a favorite, you've set in motion a less favorite, an unfavored. And when you start doing that dynamic, then there's jealousy and there's competition. And there's frustration. See, kids don't really, maybe the favorite, you, by the way, if you want to know if the one's favored, if the others say you're favored and they go, no, we're all the same, that's the favored child. That's the way it goes. Everybody knows what's going on. What you want to do is give those children their life of loving them all equally, maybe in unique ways, but still all equally. The ideal would be for you to love your spouse more than the kids. That's the game that produces health. Because that's what kids are looking for, the security of a mom and dad that love each other. When you pull them in close and make one favored and others out, then what happens is that favored child starts being caught in a system where they're there to meet your emotional needs or to fix things for you. The others are pushed out and they may leave or rebel, etc. Even the favored children may not can stand it. And this can get kind of complicated, and there's no need for that. It's just to use a little of your common sense. You know, you wouldn't want to be the unfavored child, would you? Or were you? Well, this goes back to something called the golden rule. Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. I can tell you in my own home, I would have loved for one of my parents in particular to have loved us all the same. I know for a fact that parent did not. Not saying this person didn't love us, but still there was a special treatment for one of the kids. And it wasn't fun. It wasn't fun to not be that kid. I'm not sure it would have been fun to be that kid. So my suggestion is to back off that thing, and you might want to even do it formally. What you don't want to do is what I saw in a movie one time, where this mom, I forget the movie, but she secretly told every child, "You're my favorite, don't tell the others. You're my favorite, don't tell the others." Well, that's warped in its own strange way. Look, get out of that business. Focus on the right priority in relationships and give those kids permission this way to go out and have friends and their own life and not feeling that weird obligation or that weird jealousy of being a favored child. God bless.